A reading from the book of Ecclesiasticus. The Lord honors the father in his children and upholds the rights of a mother over her sons. Whoever respects his father is atoning for his sins. He who honors his mother is like someone amassing a fortune. Whoever respects his father will be happy with children of his own. He shall be heard on the day when he prays. Long life comes to him who honors his father. He who sets his mother at ease is showing obedience to the Lord. My son, support your father in his old age. Do not grieve him during his life. Even if his mind should fail, show him sympathy. Do not despise him in your health and strength. For kindness to a father shall not be forgotten, but will serve as a reparation for your sins. The word of the Lord.
Thanks to be the Lord.
A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Colossians. You are God's chosen race, his saints. He loves you, and you should be clothed in sincere compassion, in kindness and humility, gentleness and patience. Bear with one another. Forgive each other as soon as a quarrel begins. The Lord has forgiven you. Now you must do the same. Over all these clothes to keep them together and complete them, put on love. And may the peace of Christ reign in your hearts, because it is for this that you were called together as parts of one body. Always be thankful. Let the message of Christ in all its richness find a home with you. Teach each other and advise each other in all wisdom. With gratitude in your hearts, sing psalms and hymns and inspired songs to God, and never say or do anything except in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God, the Father, through him. Wives, give way to your husbands, as you should in the Lord. Husbands, love your wives and treat them with gentleness. Children, be obedient to your parents always, because that is what will please the Lord. Parents, never drive your children to resentment, or you will make them feel frustrated. The word of the Lord.
Thanks to be the Lord.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Every year the parents of Jesus used to go to Jerusalem for the feast of the Passover. When he was 12 years old, they went up for the feast as usual. When they were on their way home after the feast, the parents of Jesus realized they had left him behind in Jerusalem. They assumed he was with the caravan, and it was only after a day's journey that they went to look for him among their relations and acquaintances. When they failed to find him, they went back to Jerusalem looking for him everywhere. 3 days later, they found him in the temple, sitting among the doctors, listening to them and asking them questions. And all those who heard him were astounded at his intelligence and his replies. They were overcome when they saw him, and his mother said to him, "My child, what have you done this to? Why have you done this to us? See how worried your father and I have been looking for you." "Why were you looking for me?" he replied. "Did you not know that I must be busy in my father's affairs?" But they did not understand what he meant. He then went down with them and came to Nazareth and lived under their authority. His mother stored up all these things in her heart, and Jesus increased in wisdom, in stature, and in favor with God and men. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to be, O Lord Jesus Christ. Dear friends in Jesus Christ, wish you all the blessings of the happy Holy Family Feast. Actually, family means a chain of communication, chain of relationship. If anyone in the family, something happens, it affects the whole members. There are not very clear definition of family. The family what we make. And the Holy Family is the best image of the family. And we are created in a family nature, each and every one. Because we are created in the image and the likeness of the Trinity. So each and every one bears the imprint of the family life. That means love and communion. Therefore, I'm not intending to give a homily on family, but this Sunday, particular Sunday, the parish as a family, the church as a family, if something happens in the church or any of the members, it affects the whole church. Therefore, the Holy Father started a synodality. I am just intending to speak on the synodality today. Though I have another time spoke on this matter, maybe this Sunday and the coming Sunday, I may speak about it. Why synodality? What is synodality? What is its need? The context of the synodality is that the pandemic, the climate change, migration, various forms of the injustice, violence and persecution, or even clericalism, sex abuses, or the sufferance of the vulnerable people. This is everything. So as a family, if something happens in the church, it affects the whole members. Therefore, the Holy Father opened a synodality 2021 till 2023. 23rd March, it will end with the Synod of Bishops. So what is synodality? Synodality means listening each and everyone in the family, in the church. Even in the family, we need to hear. I was talking to a teenage and she said, never ever my parents listen to me. That's my problem. So synodality means listening. The church is willing to listen each and everyone. It's a new form of church. It's a new style of the church. It is the structure of the church. I would say the new millennium, what would be the nature of the church would be based on this synodality. So therefore, the third question, what is our role? And the church says, the Holy Father says, the nature of the synodality should begin from each and everyone, the local people, not from the bishops or the cardinals or the higher level people. Maybe one of your opinions will be, one of your opinion will be discussed and that will merit to the church. So we need to hear believers, non-believers, different faith, small children, older one, or abandoned one, or the persecuted one, or those who have no faith, atheist, or anyone. Because we all are baptized people, we have the right to say the church has to go likewise. So there are 10 nucleus or 10 themes the church proposes. And the first one is we need to companion on our journey. We need to help. The one who is sitting near to you, or one you may not have seen ever or greeted in the church, maybe your best friend who wants to have. Therefore, we need to accompany the journey of each and everyone. And the second one is listening. We need to listen each and everyone. The listening, there in the crib you see, in the family you see, Joseph doesn't speak, Mary doesn't speak. But when the Magi came and they were listening, therefore the listening is the second theme. And the third one is we need to speak out. We need to speak out. Sometimes when we speak, you need not be very afraid because the church is open. You should not be very fearful. If I say against this priest, if I say against this bishop, if I say something against the Pope, what would be my nature? Nothing will happen. Because we need to speak out. Good things and bad things, proposals, everything. Because it is the chance the church is opening to you. And another thing is celebration. How do we celebrate? Some may be very interested what the priest, even if I am celebrating. Some may say, Father, no, that is not the way. That you have to change. It's very good to say. Or how does our liturgy? If you need to say something openly. But you don't need to say very in your name or signature or revealing your identity. Anonymously you can say, write a letter, an email, or just placing a paper in front of the church. This is my idea. Or how do we share our responsibility in the church? How can we? As I am coming in the church, I don't participate, just a visitor. I don't have any role. Nobody invites me. Nobody says anything. Even the father doesn't greet me. So what is my role? I am a viewer. I don't intend to come anymore in the church. So we need to share what is my role, why I am. So our responsibility. So we need to have the dialogue and the dialogue in the society. How can you and me interact in the dialogue? We are living in a multicultural, pluriformal society where believers, non-believers. Therefore, we need to speak out what the church can play a role in the society, a bioethical or morality or anything. And also, we need to listen to the people. Dialogue with other faith, non-believers, even atheist, or those who do not believe anything. So we need to hear. This is all the responsibility of the synodality. So I'm just concluding in a very nutshell form. And again, the authority and the participation, whether the church is authoritative, whether the clericalism is again, do the pastor need to speak in a very humble, very simple way, or he is talking just like an authority? So everything is included, even if not only the things which I have said, anything whatever you say, want to say. Therefore, I have prepared 6 questions. And the 6 questions will be given to you at the end of the Mass. Each one receive a sheet of paper. And there are 6 questions. And the first question is, how do prayer and liturgical celebrations, what hinders from being active in parish mission? How is authority or governance exercised? What relationship, what difficulties, obstacles, and the wounds in the church, in the parish, maybe a dialogue. How does the church community identify? And we all need to, each and everyone has a responsibility. So you need to take this one to home, and you bring the next Sunday, maybe 1 paper or 2 papers, whatever your opinions and suggestions, and place it in a box where it is placed in the front. And you don't need to sign it. You don't need to reveal who you are. No need of names or signatures. Anonymous. And if you want to post it, you can post it, because my address is there. And again, if you want to write it through email, the email address is also there. So take it, because it is your responsibility. The church is opening. And in the parish, we have 4 parish parish representatives. Bob is the coordinator of the synodality in this parish. Together with Bob, Chris Orr, he is there. He will talk to the people, those who are interested in the RCAA, and also the music. He will hear opinions also. And Steve Prince is there, another one. He will hear from the parish council. How do you think? What are? Why? This one, everything. And Margaret Flood is another one. Margaret will ask sometimes to the coffee rota or the general people. These all are there. So just I want to say, this is family. We make family. We have the responsibility. Each and everyone has the role. If something affects to one person, it affects the whole family. The church is a family, and please do cooperate, and we make our community in a very way. And at the end of January, we have to collect these all reports. I have given the reports forms as well. We have to synchronize everything and give it to the bishops, Middlesbrough. From Middlesbrough, we have to collect it to the Bishops' Conference at the end of April. And April, from there, we have to collect again to the Bishops' Conference, European Bishops' Conference. Then again to the Synod in 2023. These are the process. So please do collaborate. I have a responsibility also. I am also one of the chief coordinator in the England and Wales Bishops Conference. So time and again, if anything comes, I will inform you. We make our parish as a real family, our diocese a family, our church a family. If something affects to one member, that affects the whole. So feel to write whatever you want to write, anything. So don't think that whatever, sometimes you will think that I write but it nothing change. No, that cannot be, because if you write, maybe that point may be the greatest one which changes the whole spectrum of the church. I thank you very much. We take our family, we make our family, we make the church, we take our responsibility in our families, love and communion, humility, simplicity. Amen.